Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Yeah. Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To go to your call. So what I'll do with Wayne Madsen, who got cut off by the break, is we'll get into the radical Islamic conspiracy. Is there a Islamic shell takeover in the U.S. government of the West? We're going to talk about that with Wayne before he leaves us. Right now, let's go to George in Connecticut. Thanks for holding, George. You're on the air.
Hi, Wayne. I have three quick questions you can answer quickly. One is about Karen Hudas. Maybe she'd be, if she's for real, she'd be useful down at the economic summit in South America. And next one is Mr. Barry Socorro. If everything's being checked, everything's, all our records are being gone through and we have no privacy, why isn't his school records public so we can see if he ever made a legal name change? And that might open a whole can of worms, whether he is a citizen or not a citizen, all that stuff. And the last point is, since these people are doing all these illegal actions off our budget, isn't that a misuse of funds? Isn't there some way we can push the Congress and everybody to go after these different departments and organizations of misusing and embezzling funds for Al-Qaeda, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, well, yes, on the last question, I'll answer that first. Yeah, Congress has the purse strings, and there was a time in this country where there were some of these old-time senators and members of the House who would either threaten to cut off funds if they didn't clean up their act or just cut them off entirely. You know, the draft was ended because the Nixon administration basically decided not to fund the Selective Service any longer. That's how it died. You know, I mean, this is how you bring programs to an end, by cutting off the money. Now, President Obama's records, absolutely. We don't know anything about his school records at Occidental or at Columbia. And, you know, why not release those? You know, after being at the Truman and Eisenhower libraries, we know so much. And even then, we knew so much about the private lives of these two presidents and their histories. We knew how many lemon trees grew on the Nixon lemon grove in Yorba Linda, but we don't know what courses Obama took at Occidental and at Columbia.
And he's got multiple names, Barry Sotero and others he operated under. He was signed up at a mosque when he was living in Indonesia. That's on record.
He was an Indonesian citizen, too, when he was a child. And there's no record of him doing anything at the age of 18 to proactively declare that he was a U.S. citizen, which he was supposed to do.
See, I always looked at it as he was CIA, which we know on record the whole family was, and an infiltrator of the Islamicists. But, you know, spying goes both ways. Is there a chance that he could actually be like a Saudi Arabian operative?
I don't think so. I think it just fits the bill. I mean, we know that if Brennan I think he's a Saudophile myself, but is that because he wanted to, you know, move in basically into the Saudi royal family, which is kind of secretive in some respects. It's not a democracy for one thing, anything but. But we've got Brennan, who basically looked out for Obama during a campaign and cleaned out his passport records and anything that would be negative towards Obama. And of course, all the records on his mother and father disappeared as well as those of his grandparents.
All right, we're going to break. Great question, callers. More callers coming up. Kenny, Paul, Mike, and others. For Wayne Madsen, 800-259-9231. Specific questions for Wayne Madsen. Briefly, Bergdahl, what do you think about him?
I don't think we know that he's been given a desk job there in Texas. And if the Army feels that they can give him a desk job, they must know a lot more about that situation than we know. I think it was premature for some people to be saying, oh, let's put him on trial. I think that the Army is has looked at the case and...
Hold on. Let's come back with that.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted Made in 1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words of violence break the silence. We're going to your phone calls with Wayne Madsen. We're covering the waterfront right now. One of the most important NSA whistleblowers in history. Let's go to Mike in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, good day. Wayne, this is Mike from New Orleans. I pick you up at the train station and introduce you to the lady that did the BP spill.
Right. Good to hear from you.
Right. Good to see you. Good to see you. In your expert analysis, Wayne, I mean, all of this, if you take it all, the bird doll thing, the influx of the immigration, the NSA, it all ties into the overall picture. It's only a matter of the question, I guess, would be when. You know, to your best analysis, when do you think is, you know, what's going to be the trigger and what will be the time frame that you see in your best judgment in the near future?
Yeah, that's what I said at the start of the interview, is that global dollar death, wars, domestic police state gearing up. I mean, what's the big enchilada? What's the end game? What do you expect to see next? What are they planning? How does all this tie together?
Well, I'm quite concerned about some sort of, you know, the NSA will try to justify its existence now, and I'm afraid about some sort of massive attack on the infrastructure, whether it's a computer infrastructure, which would affect all the other infrastructures. Everything's automated. And you mentioned the kill switches and all this other thing, emergency alert systems. That's what I'm afraid of. They want to try to test that type of scenario out. And I just want to say one thing about Bird Dog. I did enough UCMJ Article 32 investigations in the Navy. If they don't have anything to charge him with now, I doubt they have anything at all. And the knuckleheads over at Fox News, I wonder how many of them have ever done an Article 32 investigation. I don't see a lot of military vets over there as their anchormen, certainly not Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly. But anyway, I just don't think they – if they don't have anything to charge him with by now, I doubt they have anything at all.
Well, caller, I appreciate your call. Thank you for your very important question. We'll go to more in a moment. But going back to Bergdahl, I go off patterns. You have the CIA section chief in Kabul's cover blown 2 days later. This guy who's been in the Haqqani network for supposedly years gets released. Many of those networks are fully infiltrated by the globalists being funded in most cases. Certainly their grassroots don't know that, but the higher-ups are run by it. That's on record, just like ISI or ISIS. Now they're calling themselves just IS, Islamic State. So I mean, I saw that as a way to just kill the story on the VA and basically have them hand him back over. And I think, and because his buddies, we did this before it was in the news, said, no, he said, I am, you know, telling you all that I'm defecting and left his stuff and then walked out into the desert, the high desert. And it sounds to me like he was an attempt to infiltrate into those groups and that they just did this whole story because his cover had been blown.
It may be that they basically decided to keep him as a hostage for 5 years. That's happened before. Here we have another situation where there is no oversight over what the CIA does. These committees in Congress, the intelligence committees, are a joke. You got that guy Mike Rogers. All of a sudden, he resigns as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He wants to be like you, Alex. He's been offered a talk show somewhere on the radio, I guess. I mean, he's leaving that position. I mean, what do they got on that guy? But he's been a lick spittle for the CIA and NSA. Everything they want, he's given them, and Dianne Feinstein over in the Senate. I can't say anything. I can't say enough bad about that woman. She should have been dumped by the people of California years ago, but they have a death wish out there. They keep these two old ancient women around, Boxer and Feinstein, and I don't know why they keep them there, but they do.
Amazing. You know, I got a lot of criticism, and I expected it because I said it about 80% tongue-in-cheek. But at this point, I just don't believe anything they say. You know, is Michelle Obama a transsexual? Because we know Obama was raised by one of those folks in Indonesia. That's on record.
Turdy, right.
Yeah, and, you know, all this is going on. So there was a joke by Joanne, or whatever her name is.
Joan Rivers.
Yeah, Joan Rivers. Teleprompter free, folks, going from memory here. So I came out and just said, look, you know, the fish are turning bisexual with all the chemicals. All this stuff's going on. Who knows? And, of course, the media picked up on it. But there is incredible. You were the first guy that ever said Hillary had a bunch of girlfriends and named them that I heard. You were the first guy to expose the D.C. Madam stuff. And, I mean, that happened. I mean, I'm not tooting your horn. You're just somebody that
I did a mea culpa on Larry Sinclair when I went to Chicago. I found out that everything he said was correct about Obama himself.
Yeah, at first you were saying it was a made up that Obama was gay. What's the latest? And I know you got death threats once you did say it was true. I mean, what's the real deal? Because about what's going on with Michelle?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where Joan Rivers may have heard that. I have heard nothing about Michelle being, you know, a transgendered person. So I'll assume that she's a woman, because I had no other. See, on Obama and on Hillary, there were people coming to me who had good bona fides, I have to say, that basically confirmed the rumors about Hillary being a lesbian and Well, Lisa Switch Hedder, she's not total lesbian.
Well, that's now public, though. I mean, it's admitted she's got a string of girlfriends.
Yeah, and on Obama. I had no one come. The only thing I heard about Michelle Obama was that, you know, that she lost her law license because she had done something pretty heinous, and that the record of what she did, when she agreed to give up her law license, that record is now held by the Illinois State Supreme Court, and no one can see it. So that's the only thing I heard negative about her. Other than the fact she really runs the show with Valerie Jarrett at the White House. That's the other negative thing. But she's not the first lady who would have been running the show. We know that Nancy Reagan pretty much ran the show after Ronnie started suffering badly from Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. Let's go to more calls here. Let's talk to Paul in New Jersey. And then we'll go to Kenny and others. Paul, you're on the air.
How you doing? Wayne, do you know that we've been under communist rule since 1913?
Well, I know
the Communist Manifesto. The bankers
took
over. I know
we've been under some sort of rule. That was the year the Federal Reserve kicked off, and also we had the Council on Foreign Relations starting not too long after that.
Which is British intelligence. I mean, what it really is fascist, above-the-law, tax-exempt bankers who have unlimited money they create, who put us under socialism but only to control us. So I don't really call it a communist system. I mean, hell, the very same bankers funded the Bolshevik Revolution, put Mao Zedong into power. Your take on that statement, Wayne Madsen?
Yeah, I mean, it's totalitarianism. I mean, yes, a lot of this started in 1913 at the infamous Jekyll Island retreat.
And that wasn't communist. That was robber barons. And I'm not,
right.
I mean, I get where the caller's coming from. Yes,
right.
Technically they use communist systems, but they're exempt from it. That's what people don't get. They create it for us, and then they set offshore exempt from it.
Right, right. And the thing is that Woodrow Wilson certainly turned in. He was the first neocon. I always said that, even under the dark days of Bush Cheney, he's talking about the neocon. This is the first neocon was Woodrow Wilson with what he, you know, and he's the guy that instituted the Espionage Act, which Obama has brought more charges under the Espionage Act against whistleblowers than all of his predecessors, including Woodrow Wilson, combined.
Yeah, they put Obama in as a closer, like a closing pitcher. To just bring it all in. And I've got to say, they've got a lot done, but it's blowing up in their face. And I don't think he's gone very well for them. I would have to say, Wayne, for the establishment, I don't think they're doing too well.
Right. And you would think next time they're not going to take the first covert operative in the CIA and make him the president of the United States. Maybe they'll, you know, if they want another one, they'll take at least a mid-level person or a higher-level person like a George H.W. Bush. And put them in charge of the country. But, it was a big disaster to take a low-level covert operative and groom him for the presidency.
And I don't agree with the decision that it's all about America hating, but at the end of the day, you look at these authoritarian liberals and right-wing neocons, they really don't like the country and want to dismantle it. And I don't get why, if they run it, why do they want to shut the power plants off and ship the jobs overseas and get our guns? We were all going in the direction they wanted. I guess it's a bully's instinct to just try to dominate everything.
Alex, the limousine liberals and the neocons, they drink together in Washington. They go to the same social events in Washington. They really love each other because they play off, they feed off of one another. This whole dichotomy of, you know, left versus right, that they need that to exist. Otherwise, they're sources of funding, whether it's from the Koch brothers or the late Richard Mellon Scaife or George Soros, it dries up. They love to hate each other. Or they love to hate each other, either way.
Let's do one more segment, Wayne. I appreciate your time, because I want to get to Kenny, and then we're going to get to Jeremy, Ned, and Shelley quickly when we come back. WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne, what else do you have on your radar screen?
Alex, I was also in Nebraska recently. There's a Senate race there, and unfortunately, anyone who remembers the infamous Franklin Credit Union scandal, the use of kids out of Boys Town for prostitution, that thing has come back again in a current race for the Senate in Nebraska.
Wow, we'll have to talk about that as well. Jam pack coming up. We'll see if we can keep Wayne even longer. I mean, there's no 6-minute segments coming up. There's no way to cover that in that time. WayneMadsenReport.com. And again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. If you're watching, you are the resistance.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here for Infowars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bottom line, Wayne Madsen, Alex Jones back live, folks. Going right back to calls, but I want to ask you. When the White House press secretary comes out yesterday and says that we have a substantially improved tranquility of the global community, that Obama has done that, they've got to know that that is ridiculous. Do you agree with my basic approximation that the world's probably never been more unstable than it is now, and that everything Obama and George Soros and the State Department are doing and the neocons are doing is to destabilize?
Right. I mean, the White House, being the spin meisters that they are, trying to put lipstick on a pig by making this claim. The world is very unstable right now, and the chances are we're going to see an increase in that instability as there's plans to push what happened in Ukraine and Syria and Iraq, try to push that further into Eurasia and go after the two big prizes, Russia and China.
We're going to go to calls, finish with who's on the board. You've agreed to stay to 45 after, and then we'll get into geopolitically where you see it all going. And I want you to quantify in like a five-minute period, because you've been interrupted by breaks and by myself, this relationship with Saudi Arabia, the caliphate, ISIS, and government officials and Obama, because it's in mainstream news now, what you were talking about a while back ago about members of the establishment being secret Saudi Arabian Muslims. Right now, let's go to Kenny in Florida. Thanks for holding, Kenny. You're on the air.
Greetings, comrades. I want to thank you both for being the tip of the spear to start with. I pray for you often. But
thank you.
I wanted to run something by you. We know that the United States created Al-Qaeda and Israel created Hamas. If the majority of people in Israel don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, why are American Christians so quick to jump to the defense of Israel, no matter what they do? You basically have Palestine shooting bottle rockets at Israel, and Israel hitting back with the most high-tech weapons in the world, and do you think this will ever end?
Now, that's a great question, Wayne. I want you to give your take, and then I will.
Yeah, the thing what Kenny's referring to is, of course, the people like John Hagee, they call themselves Christian Zionists.
He actually says Jesus is not the Messiah. I have it on video.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are they're worse than the old carnival barkers and the old revival tents. But they're deep pocketed. They get a lot of money to build these mega churches. But what they're preaching has no relevance to the New Testament. So I don't know how they can even call themselves Christians. They say, oh yes, we support Israel. They're more supportive of people like Netanyahu and the settler parties in Israel than some of the other center left political parties in Israel.
But again, I agree with a lot of what you said about that, but you've got the globalists manipulating the Muslims to be radical and do crazy stuff. And why are they shooting these rockets out of Gaza and out of Lebanon if it means they get bombed? And why do they do it from civilian areas? See, that's what I'm saying. You got ISIS over here. I mean, what's the grand chessboard point, Wayne, of doing all of this?
Well, it all gets to the increasing instability. Just when it looked like there might have been some advancement on the peace front, now we have this situation with Gaza, and now the Netanyahu is saying, well, you see, we can never give independence to the West Bank. We got to remain there. So it meets an agenda. The agenda
sure.
has been set that the Palestinians on the West Bank are going to be told to look elsewhere.
No, I know, but who could trigger them to fire rockets? Because they say they're firing them. I could see a false flag where some Israeli...
Oh, I can too. But as a matter of fact, Moshe Dayan said Israel will continue to exist by doing exactly creating these false flag situations.
Oh, you think Israel may be shooting the rockets?
Or at least somebody in... Look, as the caller said, it was Israel that created Hamas to be a foil against Fatah, which is... majority party of the Palestine Liberation
PLO, Army. Yeah. And for those that don't know, that's in the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz. I mean, we're not. Every time I say that, I get mean emails. How dare you say Israel founded Hamas? That's in the Knesset. I mean, that's not debatable. What, 1975?
Right. And it's a matter of historical fact.
But see, people hearing this out there, hearing reality. I mean, I don't have some dog in the fight. I don't hate Israel when I tell the truth. I'm reading it out of the Jerusalem Post.
Right. But keep in mind that Israel has been very, very good at doing exactly what we were talking about earlier with GCHQ, using all kinds of tools.
Their system's called Megaphone.
Megaphone and the Hasbara community, right? They can call on for that type of help.
And it's a small political class using instability in Israel to keep control of their population. Sound familiar? Thank you, Kenny. Great question. We're going to talk to Jeremy Shelley, Ned, and Sam. And then that's it for calls. We'll get into the Muslim angle of this. We're looking at everything. Nothing's taboo here. Come on, look at the Vatican, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Look, here's where I stand on Israel. It has become a political football issue where you'll get 100 Palestinians that are killed or 5 Jews that are killed, and you'd think it was the end of the world, and it's all anybody talks about. I mean, I think it's an important issue. It's terrible. It's horrible. But it's manufactured compared to everything else going on, is my point. You got 15 million people, the UN admits, they're the ones that got it banned, 15 million people a year that die of malaria. Another 20 million children that starve to death each year. Another 20 million adults or so. You've got ISIS killing 300,000 people in Syria, non-radical Muslims, Shiite Muslims, Alawites, and mainly Christians. And they're doing it all over Iraq right now, funded and armed and commanded by British Special Forces and others. It's all come out. We know the camps where they were trained. I told you this years ago. And my issue is I'm sick of everyone setting my agenda. I mean, you go to the comments on Infowars.com, it's like a battle in there. Israel's perfect. Israel's the devil. On and on and on and on and on and on. And Alex, you know, you work for Israel. Or Alex is an anti-Semite, doesn't like Israel. And my whole issue is, my biggest criticism with some of the Israel lobby is that it's the manipulation of our domestic politics. And a lot of the Israel lobby supports socialism, gun control. I don't like foreign governments involved in our policies. That's what I criticize with Israel. The Palestinians, you know, I'm sad for them. They're having a lot of kids. And I don't know how they live in Gaza. I don't know how they live in a desert by a beach. And you notice Egypt won't let them in. And you notice Jordan is on the verge of getting overthrown by those folks. So, I mean, it's kind of like Latin America borders. And people say, well, Israel doesn't have a right to exist, blah, blah, blah. Look, I understand it was put in there as a colony, as a military base. It's political by the British Zionists. And their reason was different than the Jewish Zionists. It's a disaster. And my point is, it's not one group in Israel. It's not one agenda. And it's the same thing everywhere else. I mean, you got the Vatican involved setting up the EU, and you got the EU trying to come into countries and basically restrict what the church can do. It's all these big power structures that get built, and then all these people fight over it. That's my view on it. But I'm just, you know, there's other things other than Israel in this world. Or people that want me to say the Vatican runs everything. Or people that want me to say, I mean, I just criticize the Protestant Christian Zionists who don't look like Protestants I know. And then you've got the Vatican promoting gun control in this country and open borders, large sections of it. I mean, I've got a lot of issues with all of this. I mean, I actually study what each country does. Wayne Madsen, you've heard the gestalt I've thrown out here, just what I'm thinking about here, what's in my heart. It's a mess and a tribal fight that I don't have a dog in, is what I'm saying. And there's a bunch of different propagandists involved, but I don't ever hear all these Israel bashers saying one word about Saudi Arabia and ISIS, because they almost always endorse anything Islamic. I mean, it's very bizarre. And then meanwhile, I see no anti-Israel criticism of Netanyahu tacitly endorsing ISIS last month. And then when I criticize that, they go on YouTube and say, shut up, Israeli operative. We're going to kill you and all the Jews. Well, they use a different word for it. And I'm not even Jewish. But then I say, fine, if you are obsessed with me being Jewish, I am Jewish. You see what I'm saying? I am so sick of the mental illness, the shallowness of the public's political understanding.
I agree. I've written at length about the connections between Saudi Arabia and Israel, and their historical connections, especially between their intelligence services. And you're right. The Israel Defense Force has been coordinating its operations, especially around the Golan Heights, with ISIS. We know that. And they have, and because the common enemy is the Shias of Syria, the Alawites, who are a Shia sect in Syria, that's Assad. The Shia government of Iraq, and the big tamale of them all is Iran, and they want us to actually get involved in a war with Iran. That has been their goal. That's been Netanyahu's goal. Remember, he showed that stupid Wile E. Coyote bomb at the UN General Assembly.
Oh yeah,
he drew this line across this. Yeah, here's where Iran is, and this is where they're going to be. And it looked like one of those Wile E. Coyote Acme. Bombs, those round bombs, and you know what a ridiculous thing that was up there. But you know, really, sort of juvenile propaganda. But you know, it's quite clear that the two problem countries are Saudi Arabia and Israel. They work together. They want to keep the status quo going.
It was supposedly Saudi Arabia and Al-Qaeda that attacked us. Why do we attack Iraq? It was a secular country. I mean, it's just the public needs to stop being so stupid.
After World War One, the Brits, the French created these artificial states of Iraq and Syria. And after World War II, we had to put these strong men in charge, a series of them. Saddam Hussein was just the latest one, and then Syria, Assad, and then his son, Hafez.
And isn't he an angel, even though he was terrible, that the CIA put in 1979? Wouldn't he be considered an angel compared to ISIS?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's now should be clear to everyone that because we created these states, these artificial states, we wanted to keep those borders intact. We had to keep Saddam and in power, and Assad and Gaddafi in Libya. That country's fallen apart.
What happened to the CIA and the power structure that they went from trying to put stable regimes in and water systems and let the population, you know, go to college and control it, but they had some basic freedom, to trying to put Al-Qaeda in, blowing up every church, slitting women's throats, mutilating people, crucifying Christians upside down, trying to overthrow the Egyptian government and put in the, I mean, it really is like a Jacobin French Revolution craziness. What happened at the CIA? I know it's been bad since it got set up in 1947 with the National Security Act, but my God, it's like a James Bond supervillain now.
Oh, it's not even. I think it's, they have no adult supervision there, because I think of Brennan, guy like Brennan, he's like a knuckle dragger. He probably did kill people when he was in the CIA clandestine services division. But there's another agency. I found an interesting letter at the Truman Library just a week and a half after John Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. Hoover wrote a column saying, let's get rid of the CIA. We got to really reform. He said it was a big mistake for me to create that agency back in 1947. Now, why do you think Harry Truman would have said that when everybody else's mind was on the recent assassination of President Kennedy? I think President Truman knew the CIA had something to do with that.
He probably knew Ducks Quack as well.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, it's just that the old elite at least wanted stability and prosperity because they could cut a bigger skim off the top. This elite really does want to screw everybody over. And my dad always told me that. He said, you got to watch not just even the average criminal, but there are people that would rather screw you out of a dollar than make $1 million with you. But he said those were usually low-level scumbags, like Benny Blanco from the Bronx, to use an analogy, a parable from Carlito's Way. Now it's the elites act like mentally ill deviants.
But they profit in times of conflict and warfare. We, you know, a number of these elitists made money off both the Allies and the Nazi Germans during World War II and the Japanese. And I think that's, remember, Rahm Emanuel's favorite line was, never let a good a crisis go to waste. And I think we're seeing that.
Well, really, they've been getting away with it so long, they just have bravado, chutzpah, arrogance. What's the proper term for it? Hubris.
Right. And remember the fear that they had after the Berlin Wall fell and the Soviet Union collapsed, you know, when peace was breaking out around the world. Notice how that, and then old man Bush, 41, had started talking about a new world order. You know, I think that was the code saying, look, we've got to be able to handle this new situation.
And remember how they tried to prop up the so-called reformer Gorbachev?
Yeah. Well, he turned out to be, you know, a total joke. And here's a guy who walks hand in glove with people like George Soros today.
It's truly disgusting. I mean, isn't it bizarre that George Soros could be a Nazi collaborator rounding up people and finding where the Jews were hidden? And
he's the perfect James Bond villain. You mentioned James Bond earlier. I mean, Ian Fleming should have met this guy, Soros. Maybe he did when he was younger. Maybe he met his dad, who was equally as complicit with the Nazis in Hungary.
Well, I mean, look at how Madeleine Albright relished attacking Serbia, who had saved her and her dad.
Exactly. Also, she had stolen artwork that was purloined from her father out of Prague that he took through Belgrade on his way to the United States. And, you know, that family.
So it turns out they'd been double dealing with the Nazis.
Oh, them too. Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, maybe, you know, they have this constitutional amendment that only, you know, presidents and vice presidents have to be natural-born citizens. Maybe that should be extended to the Secretary of State position. That would eliminate people like Madeleine Albright and Henry Kissinger, who did a lot of damage, let's face it, to the Secretary of State position, and also maybe throw in the National Security Advisor, then we wouldn't have had guys like Zbigniew Brzezinski in there.
Well, when you look at Albright and Soros and a lot of these people, these are Jews that escaped Nazi Germany with a piece of the hoard because they were managers over Jews selling them out. I mean, this has come out. And then they run off with a bunch of the Nazi horde to then rule over us. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe the founders had a good point when they put in that you had to be a natural born citizen to become president and vice president. I just think maybe it's time to extend that to some other positions of government.
Well, for me, it's surreal because one grandfather's been dead 20 plus years, the other 10 years. They were both in the Army Air Corps, both almost died. I won't go into all those stories over Europe, Germany, you know, Italy, you name it. And then George Soros is a living fossil Nazi collaborator, and he's got news articles saying I'm a Nazi, and he's trying to overthrow the free press. It's surreal that my grandfathers are dead in the ground fighting Nazis, and a Nazi collaborator against his own people is trying to overthrow my country. I mean, it's just, it's like a movie. It's bizarre.
Absolutely. Well, we also had Prescott Bush, the father of
Brown Brother Harriman.
Yeah, he was the banker for the Nazis on Wall Street, and he became a senator from Connecticut, and, of course, the rest of his family's history, as they say, is history.
Well, that's it. I mean, the loot of Europe. For those that don't know, the Germans emptied out treasure hoards. The Rothschilds even got double-crossed, and a bunch of them got killed by Hitler. And they emptied out treasure hoards of art, gold, you name it, that are just unfathomable. And then that's why they wanted the rat line, 30-plus thousand Nazis. It wasn't just the science. They all paid to get out, just like rich Jews paid Madeleine Albright's dad and people to get out and Soros to get out. And so there was a whole business that's on record with Hitler of him letting people get out. And so that money has been used all the way until now as political dynasties. Because that's the word on the bushes. They're much more rich than we're told. And that's why a CIA nobody would become, you know, the vice president from nowhere with Bush, Herbert Walker, because they were managers at Brown Brother Harriman over the Latin American cookie jars of Nazi money.
Right, and this is why it's so important. You mentioned the CIA being able going in there and changing Wikipedia. They're not the only ones doing it. A lot of people are changing Wikipedia. I do not recommend Wikipedia to be used at all. They've got a bogus page on myself. I threaten them with lawsuits to no avail because they're too big and they hide behind this volunteer rubric. But they're revising history. All that we're discussing.
Sure. To be clear, I use them sometimes because the bibliography's good, but one will be pure bull, one will be a good bibliography. So the bibliographies might be useful, but you got to watch it all very, very closely. So I agree. The general public shouldn't believe a word in there unless you've been studying this for a long time.
Right. And the thing is, many of the in their bibliography, many of the links are broken. They do nothing to restore the links or to take out the information that are based on those links. And it's hard. Yeah, for the periodic table of elements, yeah, they're not going to go in there and change that. But anything on people, biographies, or political, historical issues, yes, it's rife with propaganda and false information.
Yep. Let's go to Jeremy in California. Thanks for holding here on the air with Wayne Madsen.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me, Mr. Joe?
Yep, you're loud and clear.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a message of peace and prosperity. I'm a stay-at-home dad of two girls. I'm also a disabled veteran, VA Priority 2. And I was calling because my experience of hope, and it starts in a garden, a natural garden, a garden that has a culture as diverse as liberty itself. And I want to get this message across to my citizens. I want every American citizen to be born free. I can't stand.
No, I hear you. That's very exciting. Do you have a question for Wayne?
Yeah, I have yes and no. I have a question. If someone was to give away birthrights for a dollar, would you be willing to pay a dollar?
Give your soul up for worldly power?
I'm not for sale. I gave up good paying jobs. One in the national security community. because I opposed what I saw happening back in the 90s. So I went from a $90,000 a year job, which wasn't bad money back then.
That's like $200,000.
I went from that to eating canned tuna fish and baked beans. So I'm not for sale.
Well, I was about to say, I can't even sell out. I mean, I just will not go along with this. Caller, did you have anything else for him? Because it says you wanted to talk about the Constitution.
I used to take 240 Percocets a month. I was discharged on Oxycontin, and for 4 years, I haven't taken a single VA medicine, saving my fellow veterans.
Well, that's a whole other story, how they drug the troops on purpose to then revoke their rights later. I appreciate your call. Well, just go to the end with us. One more segment. You'll be gone in 10 minutes, Wayne. Short break coming up. But briefly, what do you think of the VA scandal?
Oh, well, I just have to say that I'm in the VA system myself, and after we had the revelations about those poor vets that died in Arizona, I got a call from the VA saying, "Hey, we had given you a checkup recently. Can you come in?" So yeah, it looks like those poor people died, so the VA could be shaken up to start looking after some of the people that they're supposed to look after.
Notice they had a secret death list, and they're now taking them off working on vets to work on the illegals. We're going to come back and go right to Ned, and then on to Shelley, Sam, and others. Final segment straight ahead.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I'm going to do a bit of overdrive to hit some stories we haven't gotten to yet. Meteorite crater, scientists baffled by gigantic 262-foot hole that's appeared on Siberia's end of the world. That's coming up. I'm going to hit some other news right now. Let's go to your calls. Thanks for holding with Wayne Madsen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Ned in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Wayne. It seems like the Bergdahl exchange coincided with the ISIS crisis. And do you believe that those Guantanamo prisoners will be used to bolster the ranks of ISIS? Or do you think we'll see more exchanges?
Well, I'm going to interrupt. The second command of ISIS is a graduate of Gitmo, Wayne.
Right. Well, Baghdadi, the guy who says he's the caliph now, was being held also in Abu Ghraib. And he told the U.S. Troops there when he was releasing, hey, I'll see you guys in New York in a couple of years. I mean, that's a lot. Talk about hubris. Well, these Taliban guys that were released from Gitmo are supposed to go to Qatar, where they're supposed to be under surveillance for a period of time. But let's keep in mind one thing. Qatar is one of the other countries other than Saudi Arabia that's provided funding and weapons to the Syrian ISIL in Syria.
Yeah. I mean, it's a graduation center for double agents, in my view. Shelley.
Yes.
Shelley in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Wayne.
Hey.
I don't know if this is a question or a comment, but I find that the comments that Obama has made with regard to his concern that there's a nuke in New York, and then I read that gun confiscation is also going to start in New York. So, do you think obviously everything Obama does is planned out? But
yeah, are the globalists willing to set off a nuke in New York to bring in total martial law, Wayne Madsen?
Well, you know, we had a series of movies, and remember we had a fear about this predictive programming, what we see in movies sometimes happening in real life. We've seen that a scenario play out in a number of them. And yeah, I think it's always a fear, that they might try something like that. The number of deaths will certainly be much more than what happened.
Well, I mean, they're total maniacs. They're clearly involved in 9/11. The sky's the limit. I mean, they're funding ISIS. Why not?
Right. Well, I mean, that's why I think we've got to bring these intelligence agencies under control, because and then we have Homeland Security now and the director of the National Intelligence. So we have more of these agencies now than we had in the past, even on 9/11.
Let's talk to David in New Jersey real quick. David in New Jersey, your question is, where are the heroes? Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I appreciate your time. And, you guys have a great show, and I've listened for a very long time. And I keep burrowing down and getting down to the bottom of what's actually happening. And, you know, and I study, you know, beyond what you suggest, and it scares me. And I just get to the point where I just have to ask the question, like, where are the heroes? You know,
well, we got Wayne Madsen on air right now, and we've had Ron Paul on. There's people fighting back everywhere, brother.
Alex, I understand that, but I'm saying we have the zeros, you know, in terms of what we read, and we go on and on and on. It's extensive. It goes back to Brzezinski. But, you know.
Well, David, I'm out of time, but it's a great question. Where are the heroes? Real fast, Wayne. We got 20 seconds.
They're here. Look, we mentioned Bill Binney earlier, Tom Drake. That's just an NSA. Bill Binney worked in the head office of NSA when I worked there. So, I mean, I would have never gotten a chance to talk to him when I was at NSA. He was way up on the
top. Yeah, we have to celebrate the heroes we have now and supplant the dinosaur media. Wayne, yeah. WayneMadsenReport.com. Thanks for the time, brother. Great job.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Well, we did almost 2 hours with Wayne. Always great to have him on. Remember, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, the best horrible foods out there, super high quality. And with all this instability, you're crazy if you don't have the high quality foods. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.